The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good evening, Flesh Root After Dark fans. And welcome to Before There Was Doxy. I'm Daniel Shine. That there is Pugs Dread.
That there. That'll never not be funny, you fucker. Namaste. What's up, guys?
And almost as always, Todd Lawyer.
Good. You took it away from
him. Yourself?
That's kind
of good. Before you me too his name, yeah.
Just get your own like personal ring announcer now or something.
Right. Daniel's a character in one of these films, so.
I think we all probably were tonight, but so we are talking about the great Lloyd Kaufman's and Michael Hirst, I should say, their early sex comedies. Hence, before there was Toxy, all of these predate Toxic Avenger and what became Trauma as most of you know it. So we're covering four. Always a good time when we
still
cover
very familiar. he definitely had a style.
Yeah,
he did. He did. This all starts in 1979 with Squeeze Play. From director Lloyd Kaufman. And this one follows a male softball team who is challenged by a female softball team to see who will reign supreme. Okay, so Squeeze Play. This one.
Wait, real quick. I just want to get out of this out before someone says you didn't say it. Director Lloyd Kaufman as Samuel Well, his old alias before, you know, he went by Lloyd Kaufman. So.
There you go.
And come on, keep on top of your shit.
Lloyd Kaufman does flow better. So I'm going to kick this off by triggering Todd and just mention that our leading lady in this, Jennifer Hetrick, played the recurring role
of
Hoss on Deep Space Nine and the Next Generation of Star Trek.
If you're watching right now wondering why there was just a jump cut, it's because Dan started talking about Star Trek. So carry on.
You're cutting my Star Trek reference? She played Voss.
It's that or your wrist. You choose.
Yeah. That's messed up. So anyway, Squeeze Play. So this one, 1979, obviously sex comedies were starting to boom at this point in the wake of Animal House. And this has a very sex comedy perfect premise. You've got the sexist beavers men team that kind of neglect and abuse their women folk. And
79, they were great to their women.
Before he gets too far, though, the black dude trying to raise his kid at home, what his line as his wife is leaving is hysterical and would not be allowed today.
Just you would not don't let mom play softball. It will have ill effects on your young boys. We'll just go with that.
That'll be the nice way to put it. But
I'm shocked how off guard that caught me, because like, you know, it's an older movie. But I'm like, oh man, that's good to hear.
There was a couple of hard F's in there.
Yeah, there was. And then you've got I thought probably one of the more like, oh fuck, even worse than that would not fly today was the sailor pedophile gag. the little girl like walks up to him and is like, I can't remember what he said back to her, but he's like, I'll see you at the docks or something. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
The main character smacked her on her ass. I could not believe it. Different times.
Yeah. Definitely. This is like maybe even more than Animal House. Well, I take that back. Animal House is pretty pretty rapey, but this one. Yeah. Pugs, is this the first time you've seen this?
Yes, it is.
What was your first impression?
So I didn't think it would be this much of a signature that Lloyd brings to the table, but it's the same fucking feel as all of his other movies, which is awesome because it felt like a comfort blanket. I wasn't expecting much, and I got a lot, actually. I think I told Todd, I was like, I'm not really in the mood for these, but it won me over. So I was like, this is great. I hope everything else continues to be this fun. Squeeze Play opens up with like a boob being squeezed. So I'm like, oh, I guess, because like I didn't read about it at all. I just press play. And so I'm like, oh, it's about squeezing boobs. Okay, cool. And it's actually an actual play in the game. But oh, like, it just worked out perfect. There's a scene at the drive-in that cracked me up. Yeah, all around, fucking, I had a great time.
Good old-fashioned wet t-shirt contest as well.
Yeah. And the big dude. And she's using him to get the main guy jealous. That was fucking hilarious. And then she got him stuck in a window. Yeah, I was expecting like a Roadhouse type thing. I'm like, someone's gonna kick roundhouse somebody. But this is too early. But yeah, this movie's
cock, not cock.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really did like it. It was a mood changer for me.
All right, good. I was wondering because I was like, I thought you were already a few deep in when you said that, but I do want to say off the top, since Dan didn't do it, a happy belated 75th birthday to Lloyd Kaufman, which I did say on our top five show.
Yes.
And also to put that in context, he was 34 when this was made.
So my age.
Hey, holy we shit. Can still do this, Dan.
I was going to say, we can forget like 40 years in on these sex comedies. They'll probably us
his first film was 69, so it was 10 years before, so you guys are kind of lagging. So
that's well, true. I've been in stuff now. I've directed things. It's not a full feature.
So Todd, where does this stand for you, the ultimate trauma fan among us, as the viewers can see right now with your figure?
Well, what they can't see, maybe I'll flash on the screen after. I have my Trauma 25 years of real independence like little sign, which is probably like 20 years old at this point. I have one that's like 20 or 32 and a half or some weird one I have to put up, but yeah, so I am a fan of Trauma, which I need to put my Toxie poster up. But okay, I know we're going to talk about our favorites, but yeah, this one's just so much fun, and it's been a while since I've watched this one. Because I do like a couple more than another one, but I know you guys already mentioned. And then you have the hero of the story, Bozo, who's trying to get a date with Mr. Cotter's old lady when they break up during the wet t-shirt contest. So Bozo is the man.
I think it's funny this was they actually say this was inspired by the women's lib movement. More a reaction to, I would say, but
there you go. They did band together, and I do love like the old janitor was like the coach, like, you guys can do it, come on. Yeah, this is just good old fashioned humor, man. Like, yeah. I miss this.
Which one of us is the coach in the flesh wound sex comedy? The flesh wound features sex comedy. I don't know.
If it's Little League, it's Dan.
Oh, but I was gonna say in general. I'm surprised it took me that long.
The Dan,
that's our premise.
That's fucked up. It's fucked up.
I'm gonna cast all those like 11-year-olds and start smacking them on their ass. That caught me off guard, dude. And the fact that she's wearing a tank top like that, I'm like, you put your little chichis away. What's wrong with you?
You know what's funny though? Not even just sex comedies. Airplane had some shit that you wouldn't get away with now.
I believe you.
There's a couple comments in that that are like, wow, that's a little weird and uncomfortable for today. But yeah. I like this one a lot. It's better than I actually remember. because I did remember not liking a couple of these back in the day, but this is definitely not one of them. Jennifer Hetrick, it's easy to see why she went on to do a decent bit of stuff. As I said, Star Trek that Todd had to cut out.
Sorry for the next jump cut.
Fucking Todd. So, yeah. I give this one a 3.5. I have to go there. I like this one a lot. 3.5 out of 5 stars. What say you, Pugs?
I'm going to give this a solid 4. This is a mood changer for me because, like I said, I went in. I'm like, fuck, I'm not sure if I want to do these. Got a lot on my plate, a lot of shit going on, and I'm annoyed. I'm like, this is pretty good. And it again, mood changer. So, fuck yeah. Watch yourself some fucking Troma. Any time period is great.
Yeah. Especially all right. Now.
I'm going to not give everything a 5 just because that's... I will give this one a 4 also. I really do like this one. It's you feel the Troma style even like from this point, which is great. You can tell it's, you know, Lloyd Kaufman directing it.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it is funny.
When she tied him up with the fucking like the ties and like the neighbor came by and is just bare ass out. That shit was fucking hilarious, bitch.
I'm sure Dan's gotten himself in that situation a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I am a gentleman at all times, Todd. Todd's like the Rain Man when it comes to Troma.
I know. I feel like I
hot water on a baby.
Okay.
We should watch that as a fucking one of our watch alongs. Rain Man.
But then Dan's gonna be like, what are you guys laughing at?
Debbie Rashawn's going to see this episode and it's like, that's the guy I had the cease and desist with.
You did?
I think that would be you in this case, sir.
Then you totally picked the wrong actress, but we'll move along.
Oh, yes, there's a later one from a Edge TV favorite as well.
Oh, now I'm going to rewatch Edge TV. That, for those who don't know Pugs, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It went XPW TV, Edge TV. Those are like two of my favorite things. Very similar, like, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll show Pugs some, see what he thinks.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're saying something with fucking XPW TV. I'm down.
All right. So moving on to our second feature of the evening, which is 1981's Waitress from the duo of Lloyd Kaufman, a.k.a. Samuel Wheel, and Michael Hirst. Three lovely waitresses contend with a drunken chef and his mutinous patrons. All right, Waitress.
You got Jim Harris back right off the top.
You do. You do.
Todd knows how to cook.
So this kind of opens up with a... Weinstein casting couch scenario to think he was actually doing this at this point for real.
I think at this point he was just picking up films. He wasn't producing like full on yet.
But he wasn't. He wasn't as bold as to whack off into a plant or.
Oh, we don't know like that.
He probably did, just not in front of anybody. So
he was just the guy who made the burning at this point. He didn't have no power yet.
He was not yet the sheriff of this shit ass fucking town. Mm-hmm. So one thing about some of these comedies, strangely enough, considering it was the oldest one, not as much in the last one, you do have some cheeseball humor that may not translate as well. I mean, it's almost 40 years old. So, well, it is 40 years old. But so there's some of these are going to be a mixed bag for some of you guys, because there are, I mean, like there's a fly in my soup and then he pulls out like a zipper that may connect with you. It may not. It might be cheesy. It might be funny.
That's like some Three Stooges humor. Like,
yes, yeah. A lot of slapstick.
But if you like the Troma style, you'll get it. So
definitely. What did you think, Pugs? How did it connect with you? Because I'm not saying I didn't like it. I just said it might be hit and miss for some people.
I would say this was a hit for me. I think it's very weird that it's kind of Joan of Arc-y for some fucking reason they wanted to play on that for sure. I thought it was going to be more like, remember the movie Waiting? Because I was like, all right, so I thought it was going to be something similar to that. And at certain times it is, but I was still cracking up. I love the chef. So Todd, you're cool. I'll save that for after. But no, it was cool. I got no complaints. There's no highlights either, mm-hmm. which that kind of bummed me out. Because like I said with the last one, the black guy telling his wife what's going to happen to the kid if she doesn't raise him. Yeah, I like it. I think the end's fun. The mugging gone wrong. So, yeah.
Mixed bag. Flatulent old lady was funny. And yeah, there's
so funny. Lloyd's been sneaking farts in on people since 1979. Because, you know,
you could see like the reaction when they watched it, because I'm sure that wasn't discussed.
I know Todd and I wanted to see your reaction, right, Todd? To a certain scene.
Yes. Yeah, Dan, you haven't even brought it up yet.
What am I supposed to bring? Opening.
The spaghetti scene.
Oh, I looked away. I kind of remember.
Did you really?
Yeah, I looked down.
Dan's gonna freak out. For those who are new to the show, Dan has a spaghetti phobia or a food like all over
spaghetti phobia.
But the spaghetti's the big one. If that would have been a child with the spaghetti, you would have like gave this movie a zero and stopped it.
I'm like half Italian. I have spaghetti all the time. It's not a spaghetti phobia. I just don't like it. Like,
you eat it off children.
That's fucked up.
Oh,
I don't like seeing it on people's skin. It bothers me. So if you've got a kid that's got it all over him, I will probably have to leave or get a towel and or bag or throw it over the kid or something.
So did you look away the entire scene?
I kind of like this.
Then it would come back and you got annoyed.
Dude, he was like wrapping it around his arm.
I was like, all I can think of was Dan the whole time.
So, Todd, what did you think before you give me a panic attack?
Shocker. I really like this one, too. I like our leads in this one. I get going in expecting something more Waiting-ish. I mean, like you said, you do get it, but it is more about, you know, the Joan of Arc stuff, but and her trying to get the part, which I thought was cool. It's fun. It's showing. My only complaint on this one is I feel like we redid a joke from the last one, the one you brought up with the tied up guy, Big Mo, the man.
Yeah, I think Lloyd's letting us in on his kinks.
But yeah, who doesn't want to set up like Big Mo? I can imagine Dan starting work on that one now. But
I feel like
his is the top of the playset version, though.
Jesus,
you know how they put like sushi on girls? I'm gonna send Dan a child with spaghetti on it.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Put a breadstick in its crotch. I know where the meatballs are going. Meatballs and a breadstick.
It's fucked up. Fuck you.
So, is it just red sauce? Like Alfredo does that for you too?
I don't like food on people. That's just fucked up. God damn it.
Next time, so my rating, we're going to make sure there's a food fight.
Okay, is it just savory?
I will go like New Jack. I will like fucking.
Let me ask you this. With a fork. Can you take like if someone gets a pie in the face?
It wouldn't bother me as much, actually. It's a weird thing. Like, that's the thing. It makes any sense.
So sweets are okay. It's like savories. Let's say a female wanted you to fucking lick some whipped cream off her. Is that going to be a deal breaker?
That's no big deal at all.
Okay, like now she wants you to lick gravy.
I've done that before. It's not it.
You now lick she gravy? Wants you to lick country gravy from her belly button. Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
So it's savory.
Chocolate sauce, okay. Yeah, now we're totally in Dan's kinks.
Yeah, would you like me to run them all down for the listeners?
Are they legal?
What are acceptable topics for women.
It's why certain things why are do like, you have so much baby food in your house? Secondly,
if you get spaghetti sauce on you, it can actually irritate your skin. You don't want hot sauce on you. You know, that can do the same thing. It can absolutely do the same thing. I've done whipped cream.
Yeah, what happened to you where you're uncomfortable with these things?
It just bothers me. Even when I was like, well, maybe not a kid, but like a teenager at least, I remember seeing parents. It's like, wipe his fucking face.
I mean, but as a parent, sometimes you just want to wait till he's done because it's going to get more on him.
Teach him how to eat properly. I mean, like, God damn it. What the fuck? Sometimes they just like, I don't know. It bothers me. I just want to yell out, bitch, wipe his fucking face. But of course, I don't do that. But I just look away.
You should. See what happens.
And after that interlude, Dan, what do you give this rating? I don't want to hear your spaghetti sauce rating, so let's just get into the...
I am a 2.5. This one was a little... It's fun. It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss humor. But again, as I always say, they don't make them like this anymore. So yeah. What say you, Pugs?
I'm going to go with a 3. I had a good enough time. But it's not like a fucking... Not like the last one. I'm showing my hand a little bit.
I am a 3.5. I do really enjoy this one. So,
all right, there we go. So we continue on into still in the 80s, 1982, with Lloyd and Michael Hirst once again, still using his Samuel Wheel moniker at this point, with Stuck on You. From 1982, a couple with marriage problems goes to family court, where a judge takes them back in time to view lovers through the ages. Okay,
I'll be honest. So this is the one I'm most interested to hear your thoughts on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So this opens up with It's a Wonderful Life parody, which I thought was kind of funny. This is also very, very kind of cheeseball slapstick, which is weird. You would kind of expect that a little bit more with your older film. But yeah, this is another, it's going to have a lot of hit or miss humor. I don't know how well, like I always say, Porky's is something that's timeless, and this is not going to be timeless for everybody.
I would argue the Porky's thing now, but I know what you mean because it's not going to work for a lot of people for different reasons. But
yes, if you're you know, kind of a sensitive type, yeah. But
you mean one of those?
God damn it! But anyways. This one has a lot of I said fried chicken, not live chicken. Har, har, har. you know, it just depends how you feel about like zany.
They were fryer chickens. Get it right. Fryer chickens, not fryer
chickens. But you know, there were funny bits. There was a caveman bit that was also kind of, won't play too well now with the caveman, hairdressers. I'm trying to think like stuff. I don't want to get in trouble. But a few of the gags run a little bit too long also. This one's still fun for nostalgia purposes. I just don't want to get anybody in over their head. There is some coke humor though, which is very yes. So, yeah, I don't know. This one was a little bit more missed than me, to be honest. But let's see what you think. Pugs, what did you think?
This took a while to make that joke. And when I say that, it's because it's a wild fucking movie.
It is.
And that caught me off guard. Because at a certain point, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? This is nuts. But I think I'm with you, Dan. This was more of a miss than a hit with me. But I did laugh hard at the miscommunication because even when it first started, I'm like, that's not what's going on here. And yeah, bringing in all those historical figures at the end is just fucking weird.
How many chickens do you think Lloyd Dodato'd in this? I'm going to say at least one.
Made it easier for catering.
How about you, Todd?
While I do have fun with this, but I mean, let's be honest, any of the Lloyd directed trauma I have a great time with. This one is hit and miss. That's why I was most curious to see if it was just me or not. Mm-hmm. There's some funny bits. I like the overall premise. It's just, it's a little uneven, but I still have fun with it.
This was the only one of tonight's movies where I'm like, this feels a little long.
And this one runs 128.
So it's the shortest one. Really.
It's the same length. Squeeze plays the longest. The other three are listed as 128.
Oh, okay. Well, this one feels the longest. And that's not a dig. It's just the other ones just flowed a little better. The ending is fucking crazy, and it's worth checking out for that alone.
Yeah. And again, the progression. I mean, it's like you see like how it all arrives at Toxic Avenger, for sure.
Well, this one is also, I know we'll talk about later. I mean, all these are out of print on physical media, but they are all available on Troma Now. But also, this one's available in your Amazon Prime. If you have Prime, you can watch this one on Amazon. So
there you go. There you go. So I'll give it a two. I'll give it a two. It's a little below out. It just did it. I laughed a few times, but most of them are miss. What say you, Bugs?
I think that's a fair number. I'm going to give it a two as well.
Okay. You want to hear the shocker? I'm higher. I'm a 2.5.
There you go.
So I did. Yeah.
My favorite chicken themed trauma movie. One of my favorites of all time, Poultrygeist.
I was going to say, you're not talking about this one. Come on.
No. Poultrygeist to me is, I think, probably my favorite. Like,
you know, Dan, well, you should say it. I foresee some more trauma shows because.
I'm sure.
I already want to watch Toxic Avenger again, so.
Absolutely. Fine with me.
I know. I'll knock those out in one sitting.
Yeah.
I know you really want to talk about 4.
Fuck yeah. And also, I think we should do the, what was the cartoon called?
Toxic Crusaders? All
Toxic in. Crusaders. I think we need to fucking do that.
You know, I started my kid trying to watch it with him. He's a little too young. I'm going to try it again next time he's down.
Dude, I used to watch Toxic Crusaders along with Captain Planet, and I did not become like a Save the Earth. Actually, I'm more of like a Nuke the Planet, but whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we're booking shows, as we talk.
Captain Pollution.
Hey, quick question. We won't go into a topic on this, but I'm curious to get your. Do you guys remember the movie Dragon Slayer from the early 80s?
Yes.
Would you consider that inappropriate for...
I couldn't tell you that. I remember the movie. I don't remember. It wasn't in heavy rotation. I think I've seen it once, so I couldn't even answer that.
Okay. I got some heat for recommending it.
I'm not the person to ask because I think they should watch whatever.
I was going to say 8 years old. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That
8 years old and there's a dragon in there? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, let's watch it.
Impressive gore at that. It was a 1981 movie, but yeah.
Oh, that's back when we weren't pussies, kids. We were watching.
Yeah, I was like, don't turn everybody into a fucking pussy. It's a dragon movie.
Well, see, I hate to do this, but they haven't been prepped for it, so it's not even them being pussies. It's their, it's a whole. I don't want to say groom because then Dan's going to think I'm saying something else. They haven't slowly prepared to get to that level. I said I wasn't going
to
say.
I honestly don't remember a time where I wasn't allowed to watch rated R movies. I was always explained. It was always explained to me it's a movie and like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't allowed to watch horror movies and look how that turned out. But like action movies, I think RoboCop fucking, again, one of my fucking milestones. Like you see a dude get chopped up and he's just like jiggling.
Let me ask you this. Were you not allowed to watch horror movies because they didn't really want to watch horror movies? Like, if they would have wanted to watch horror films, you would have been able to.
I think so, yeah. Because my mom, still to this day, can't really do horror movies, but, like, my grandmother watched everything.
Right, okay.
That's interesting.
I've told the two movies I got shit for watching, and one wasn't even a movie. Because my grandma caught me watching Delirious with all my friends. She caught
you doing some really fucked up shit.
Watching Eddie Murphy Delirious with all my friends. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, we're only like, I don't even.
Dying, she could.
We were like, I don't know, elementary school. And Amazon wouldn't on the moon. Go figure. And every time I buy a new copy, I show my mom. Actually, it wasn't Delirious. It was Rob's banned for it. Mm. Whatever. Now I'm banning Raw myself, but that's a different Raw.
Oh.
All right. So
yes, Dan, let's talk the first turn on, and here we're gonna throw it on. I'll throw it on Dan, and Dan, you must tell us your first experience.
I will share mine.
You remember that far back in the crib?
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say that may be a Patreon show.
I'm not gonna tell it now. It was actually pretty good.
I had no interest, Dan.
I'm gonna go into graphic detail. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where you can hear about Dan's.
I'm gonna believe it as much as your cinematic stand-in in this one.
Well, first turn on doesn't necessarily mean
14 seconds is worth a dollar. So please and thank you.
Yes. Nah, it lasted. I lasted. I could get really graphic right now because I was worried that, so, you know. But we'll get into it.
It is after dark. If you want to go ahead and spill these lies, go for it.
No, it's not a lie. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was, you know, wasn't.
My dog even tells your bullshit.
But no, we'll make that a Patreon show. Why not? We will get into graphic details we have on Patreon before. So
it involves spaghetti. I'm in.
Yeah.
No offense, Dan. I don't want to hear it.
You just committed to yourself, so you got to tell yours too. The first turn. It's not the first sex story we did spaghetti. On Patreon.
Yeah, mine is covered in spaghetti.
No, it isn't. So
come on, Henry Putz, get going. You're stalling.
We should all eat spaghetti as we talk to Dan. Spaghetti.
Huh? Fine. I'll just do it with my eyes closed.
We should steal the Impractical Jokers gimmick and do dinner parties.
I can just do this and talk. I can still focus.
Calm down, Hitchcock. It's the other way. So I do that again.
So anyway, shut the fuck up, Don. 1983, the first turn on, once again, Kaufman and Hearst. And this one, a group of teenage summer campers and one counselor share stories of their first sexual experiences when an avalanche traps them inside a cave. So I like the premise to this. Actually, it could have just as easily have been a softcore porn or just a hardcore porn premise. It felt like something that they were doing in 1983, a lot of similar montage type movies like this, but so this one did actually make me laugh. You're getting a lot closer to what Troma is, I think, at this point.
Also notable, the very first appearance in a Troma film of Mark Torgel, who went on to be Melvin and who became the Toxic Avenger. But you know, that's spoiler, sorry if you haven't seen it.
You know, the one that cracked me up, and it's just a small, brief thing, but when the old lady was leading the tour at the beginning while they were fucking, and she's like, "You'll see plenty of deer and beaver." Oh, Lord. That made me laugh.
Melvin at the table, Dan. I have to ask you about that. Because even I was a little grossed out. So him spitting out the food and getting all over his face, how did that go for you?
I kind of looked down. but, you know, I looked through my fingers or whatever. But a lot of this was pretty funny. I mean, the pouring water to get her wet. there was a lot of... this one had some some not aged well humor too when they were having those commercials, and it's like it's the kid and it's like, and she's herpes free. but still, my favorite is and Beaver. What about you, Pug? What do you Pugs? What do you think of the Beaver?
Oh, that scene was awesome.
I know your favorite scene, but
their hair, that hair has got to go, like up top, straighten that shit out. I don't like hairstyles. That shit is crazy to me. I think the premise is fucking brilliant. Just a movie about everyone telling like their sex stories and first times and shit. Brilliant idea. Movie cracked me up. Fucking Melvin on screen, I fist pumped. It's my boy. that table scene's pretty gross, but it's still enjoyable. And then at the end, not to spoil too much, but like you find out one the biggest shit talker is full of shit. So I'm like, of course. Of course. But you know, they remedy that and it's fucking awesome. I did enjoy this movie a lot. What about you, Todd?
Yeah, I spoiler, I love this one. I love Dan's character, Henry Putz. He makes me laugh. And I imagine Dan's going very similarly. Well, not really, but.
Oh, when he thinks he saw the girl, the Playmate of the Year, or what was Playmate of the Year or Hustler, whatever the fuck.
It was Playmate of the Year, because that was a big deal that was all over it.
And then this one cuts to Dan just rubbing himself. That
shit's funny. I'm surprised you did. I thought your favorite would be when the muggers skipped away to the Smurfs theme. Oh, holding hands.
That is funny as shit. But
no. Oh, and the one, I was gonna say the one black dude. There was a few, but one of them I know I recognized from something else, and I just couldn't place it. One went.
Oh, fucking Vincent D'Onofrio is in this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yes. That's crazy.
And you know, very first film, yes.
You know who was supposed to be in this, and Lloyd Kaufman still kicks himself for not, who auditioned for the part but didn't get it, was Madonna.
No shit. Yeah. Wow.
So if she would have been in it, she would have
wanted to fuck her, you think?
No. If she could do Like a Virgin in this, perfect.
Lloyd gets the rights and he's like just balling right now in a fucking castle somewhere. Yeah, I had a good time with this one. I thought this one just fired on all cylinders, and yeah. It's gonna be a mixed bag, a lot of these for some people, but I'd say this one's a fairly safe bet. Like, if you're a Troma fan and you've never watched these, I think you'll get some good gags out of this. This one really felt like you're getting close. Not the crazy specific level of Toxic Avenger, but it's starting to get close now. Yeah.
And the really cool thing is, if you want to check them out on Troma now, it's $5 a month. They actually do have a free trial, so you can check it out. I definitely would say there's tons of stuff on there. Start off with the Lloyd Kaufman directed stuff and then kind of expand out, because sometimes people watch the non-Lloyd stuff and kind of think that's what Troma is, which it is. But I mean, they pick up a lot of stuff, which some not isn't even more not for some everyone. Not
great. Yes.
So, but yeah, can't go wrong with any of the Lloyd stuff. Cannibal.
The in-house stuff is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you have that, our sense of humor is all really good.
Yeah, we just recently enjoyed, what was it, The Slashing 2?
Yeah, it was an, Terra Firma, yeah. Wasn't too long ago, I believe.
Todd's movie of the year.
Yeah. Which isn't on Troma now yet. Hashtag Shakespeare shitstorm. So.
But that's in-house. So.
Yes, it is.
And it's worth your time and money.
Yes. Great movie for right now. Yeah, that one really made me laugh quite a bit.
I know, so, poultry guys for you, Dan, but...
Not quite, but I mean, it was still a great Troma movie.
Yeah.
All right. So I give this one 3.5 stars. What say you, Pugs?
That is a good assessment, but I'm going to go a little higher. It's a 4.
Nice.
I will have to control myself.
Go ahead, Todd. Give it the one.
It's a 5 for me. I love this one. I was going to give it a 4.5 because I was, you know, but yeah, this is. And if we're going to do our order of our favorites, might as well do it. I think it's going to be pretty obvious. So
let's do it anyway.
All right, I'm first turn on, squeeze play, waitress stuck on you.
All right, Dan?
Mine is exactly Todd's list. So.
Well,
uh-oh.
Squeeze play first turn on, waitress stuck on you, exact same. So that is all flesh wound.
You're just slightly rebuked. Slightly reversed there, Bugs. You said squeeze play first, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So yeah. I'm just a little different, but almost. You know, but I rated them the same. They're like the enjoyability for me is the exact same. So
I think the one thing that puts the first turn on a little over for me is it's just like the following year, it's like we're almost 100% trauma. We're like 99.9 in this one, where you can see the regression watching all four. But I mean, right, you know, the next year, there we go, Toxic Avenger and the trauma we all know and love.
If and that was on the list, it would murder these four movies. Well,
of course. That's why we stopped right before. And I do want to say with Toxic Avenger, he was still, he wasn't credited as Lloyd Kaufman until Toxic Avenger 2. That's when he dropped the alias. I guess he finally was like, I guess this is what I'm doing forever. You have to hide his real name.
At least like he when stopped. You had a lot of directors that just kept, I love Fred Olen Ray and Jim Wynorski, but they always, you know, use the pseudonyms. But if you ever use the line, I'm going to pork you bitch, Todd, did you ever ruin a date with that one?
It didn't ruin it.
Damn.
They're like, okay. It's like I've said worse. You know,
Dan was talking about, you know, like the whole name thing. It reminds me of when we could only call him Dan. We could use his last name. Do you remember that, Dan, when you would only say your first name? You had a little, you're trying to be respectable.
I have always used my last name.
Not over the time. There was a time we downplayed it for a while.
Yeah, we did for like 2 seconds. That was. Are you talking about when somebody was going to run for something? How far back are you going?
When you were trying to do a certain career path that you kind of said, "Eh."
Oh, okay, yeah. No, fuck that. Any closing thoughts on the trauma sex comedy era? I'd like to see them do another just straight sex comedy. You don't get them anymore. Trauma can certainly, you know, get proper ones anymore. Trauma could certainly still do like a proper 80s sex comedy.
My final thought is trauma is going to trauma, and they've always traumed. So, fuck yeah. Who are you, Todd?
I fucking got lost in fucking trauma. I love trauma. I want to see them going on forever. I want more than anything, I want one more Toxic Avenger directed by Lloyd,
please.
That's what I really want. I want Lloyd to live another 75 years and never stop making trauma movies.
What I want to be big. Would you be cool with this if James Gunn directed it, but Lloyd was on set, kind of like what's going on with The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take that too in a heartbeat.
There's a few directors I would, but yeah, there's some of the other ones, but he's probably, yeah.
But that Gunn will make it a big fucking thing.
While I agree, I wonder if he'd be a little kind of cautious after the whole
there's bigger fish to fry now. I think he has a clear path.
I can tell you though, like whenever that the day comes, there's a lot of shitty movies. That. Well, there's a lot of shitty filmmakers that try and be Lloyd and make trauma movies, so doesn't usually work.
I always say Troma and Full Moon. They're like they both have carnies in charge, but Troma's more the showman, and then Charles Band's more the other kind of carny. I love them both, but yeah, Troma.
Damn, That was some shit talking.
How is it there?
The truth bombs?
Really?
It was fine.
Are we going to talk about how he just found another 50 fucking boxes from the Puppet Master set?
Or the official wizard?
Or the official wizard? And the official original wizard video big boxes? Come on.
I'd love to go to like the full moon vault. It's without probably just any like yellowing? It's a closet. <You're right.
laughs> Also, like when, if we want to talk, there was also those Australian DVDs that came out of those movies that Paramount still owned the rights to.
That they would sell. It's very well respected, sir.
Kangaroo Films. Oh, that's right.
They're like, yeah. They're like the 20th Century Fox of Australia. So
how did you name that shit? Kangaroo Films.
Dan bought the hat off the website.
It did. Good quality. It hasn't fallen apart yet.
Shocked it wasn't Dundee Films. No, that was Paramount too. They did want another suit.
Look at his hat. It's nothing like my hat, fucker.
Yeah, his is cooler. It has teeth on it.
I am looking at a hat that has gator teeth on it.
I want children's teeth on there, Dan. We're going to call you the Tooth Fairy. It's going to be awesome.
You got to try a hat on, though. I was going to buy it, but I was just like, I want to make sure it fits.
I've gotten most of my derbies off the internet. I've never tried one on beforehand. And the one I did try on beforehand, it didn't. It's hard to get a good derby.
Mm. Trying to find a good cowboy hat. Most of the ones I have are like straw. And like I want a felt one, but I'm looking into learning how to make them. So we'll see how that goes.
That'd be interesting. I was going to say, you've worn a hat on the show before. It's been a long time, but. Yeah.
Before I had like my dress got long, now my head can't fit into most hats, which sucks because I love hats. So like the cowboy hat works, beanies work, those dreadlock rainbow hats work, but fuck those things, those are dumb. I like hats though.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Except for dance.
My hat's awesome.
I mean, it could be a different color, but yeah.
So
he's not having it at
that. Fair enough.
How long are we gonna shit on me?
How long you got?
I got like 15 left.
Well, I was gonna promote some shit, but
Okay. Go watch trauma movies, enjoy yourself. 45 years, real independent fucking studio. There's how many other ones are there? Outlasted the Weinsteins, outlasted shit. Let's go on and on and on.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. He's all suck at Harvey. like you made them do.
Can you imagine a prison escape movie with like fucking like Lloyd Kaufman and Weinstein? Oh, that would be awesome. Like
the movie My Fellow Americans, where they're just on the run.
I thought you were going to say a prison comedy with Weinstein and Cosby. That I'd watch.
Yes.
Okay, Dan. Weapon. We'll do It's Always Sunny style, and I'll be Weinstein and Dan can be
Bill Cosby.
Oh, I'm not doing Cosby voice. So that's not happening.
We can switch back and forth just like they did.
Absolutely. But it's okay. Unfortunately, you can't talk about the episode we're talking about on Hulu now.
Ain't that a bitch? But whatever.
You know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about that on the Final Destination show, my thoughts on that practice. So if you want to know my opinion on, I know the Final Destination controversy about it being a different cut on streaming. So we'll talk about it in the Final Destination show, which Dan, you want to talk about what we got coming up? Speaking of.
Absolutely. So we have our Final Destination franchise show. If you've seen our other franchise shows, you know how that goes. We also have, be sure to listen to our Video Store Memories show, which is freaking awesome. What a great show. Our last Blockbuster review, kind of in the same vein. We have our In Search of Darkness 2 review. A lot of video store stories for you guys, which are always really fun to do. And Also, if you haven't listened to it yet, our best of 2020. That was a really good show. We crammed in as much as we could.
Apologies for the audio. I guess it's lagging, so that's kind of lame. But no.
I won't say your internet stream was on something, but we'll just move along.
I had an extra chromosome that day.
Well, there you go. But it's not too bad. It's not too bad. Just Pugs had some issues. Just you got to close Pornhub next time. God damn it.
Well, you can't. That's not true. You have yours open and playing at the same time right now.
No, you can't see what's going on below, I guess. So. Yeah. But also, be sure to listen to me on the latest Visited by Voices 1 trivia show. And my interview on there, too. So, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, fleshwoundfeatures.com. And be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube.
And Patreon starts at $1, but you can donate as much as you want. And there's exclusive content on there. And most importantly, uncensored. So please and thank you.
Sex stories. First time.
Sure.
Committed.
We'll call Dan's the last turn on.
The turn off. So with that being said, you can follow us across all the social media bullshits. Run all them motherfuckers. So please and thank you. We appreciate you checking us out. So gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here.